What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday.
Moving right along, everybody. Moving right along.
Welcome back. Listen to me. Listening.
I just forgot my cup of water. I mean, my sippy cup. And also, my allergies are like redunculous. So I noticed I sound a little manly lately. So it's just allergies. Forgot my pill. But.
Well, have you seen the pollen?
Have you seen our cars? Our cars are green.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Everybody's got a green car right now.
And every day. And you know what? I'm so grateful I bought the car wash membership because now I can go every fucking day. Because it's bad.
It's so bad. Yesterday, Everett came home from work and he was like, I need a belt changed on my car. And he's like, I think I want to do it now. I'm like, yeah, you sure? You're tired. It was a busy day. I said, you'll be away for the weekend. So he's like, no, I think I want to do it now. So he goes outside and I'm like, let me go hang out with my husband. I'm leaning on the car wearing a black fucking shirt. I was wearing my Algamel shirt.
Oh,
and I had green all. Because, I mean, I see it on my windows and stuff, but my car's like, I don't know, silver goldish.
You can't really
so
see it.
So you don't see it as much as like on everybody else's
oh
black car.
Oh my God, yeah. Mine's bad.
So I was just like, oh, shit. I'll be right back. I'm going to go change my shirt.
They have me sneezing all day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. I took a pill and I was feeling better, but I keep saying like, you know me, I hate taking meds.
I know.
So it's like I don't take it exactly every 24 hours unless I start, like I'm starting. So I'm like, my eyes are getting itchy.
Yeah.
My voice is like manly.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'll take it. When we're done here, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to take it.
Yes.
Because making that trip up there just for a pill. Ridiculous. Anyway.
But yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
When I went to my car, I was like, half inch layer
of lime green
all over my car, and I was like, you know what? If I paid, because when you go to the car wash, it's like $10 to $15 just for one time. Like, if I paid that, and then that happened the next day, I'd be so mad,
so mad.
So right now is like the best season to have like the monthly car wash.
Just go buy it for right now for this month, and then it'll be over.
It's so true.
It's ridiculous.
Because like I pay. I think it's $20 a month. I could literally go every day.
Wow.
You pay for a car wash twice and it's $20.
Right.
Like more than $20 for two car washes. I could go every freaking day.
Every day.
So it's so useful during this time. I used to like not give a shit about my car, but I'm like, it's a newer car. Like I really should take care of like the paint and stuff, you know? Like I want to keep this car for like forever. Yeah. Like I know that's my baby. I'm not getting rid of her. So I'm like, I should give it car washes and take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now she's washing her every day.
It's kind of nice, too, because I love driving. So I'm just like, on my way home, I can just like stop and just like put my car in neutral and like chill for a minute. It's kind of like my me time. So dumb.
Instead of sitting outside and under the tree that's giving her all the pollen, she'll sit in the drive-thru washing all the pollen.
Yeah. I love being in my car. It's my favorite spot.
Addicted. You better take care of her then.
I know, right?
Oh. So, a funny story.
Okay.
You know, Mother's Day was here. Came and gone. And I came a couple of days ago and your mom was like, oh, I dropped a gift at your door. Mm. I'm like, oh, I would have known you were here because I have a gift for you. And I was home, so I don't know how I didn't know she was at my door. But I'm like, oh, shit, I have a gift for you. And I was like, all right, I'll drop it sometime over the weekend. Weekend came and went, and I mean, I didn't even know you guys were away anyway. So it worked out. So yesterday I said, I'm going to drop it off. So I dropped it off. But when I got the gift, your mother got me a solar piggy, right? And a card and a picture frame and my raisinets.
You like raisinets?
The dark chocolate covered raisinets, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I didn't know that.
I opened that and I was laughing hysterical because I bought your mom. Your mom loves birds. So I bought your mom a solar bird and we got each other the same exact fucking card. Like, how? I am like, I texted her immediately. I'm like, when you see the gift that I got you, you're gonna fucking laugh.
Yeah.
And So she got it yesterday, and she's like, we're like the same person.
Great minds think alike.
Like, the same exact Mother's Day card out of all and the a, cards. And
like, a very similar gift. Like,
both solar. I love pigs. She got me a solar pig. She loves birds. I got her a solar bird.
She loves fat birds.
It was a fat bird.
Yeah.
It's adorable. She sent me a picture last night. She's like, my phone's not working. And it kept saying, like, you know,
downloading.
Like, right. Uh-huh. But if I touched it, I would see the picture. And as soon as I let go, it goes away.
That's
but
weird.
I'm like, no, I'm seeing it. She goes, but it's not showing. I'm like, no, I'm seeing it. It lit up beautifully.
Mom's but trying to use technology.
She's like, I think I have to delete some pictures. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, her phone is like full. I'm like, get it together.
It was just so, I swear, I opened it and I just started chuckling. I text her immediately. I'm like, you just wait till you get your gift.
I know damn well, both of you too. It was definitely a dollar store card. That's how it happened.
Shut up.
I get them from there too. I just,
listen,
you both of you are so funny.
It's not like there was only one available.
Right. There's,
you know,
there's a ton of them.
There's
yeah.
a ton of them. Yeah. So what's the likelihood?
Right.
Like, I just don't, well, I mean, I get it because we are very like-minded, but then to get a solar, my favorite solar thing, her favorite, like, it was just so weird.
She's trying to up me with the pig or what?
Yeah, she did. She's trying to.
Is it better? Be honest.
Well, I mean, it's solar.
Oh, whatever.
But I have them both sitting on my table right now, but I got to move them into, because we just got the mulch in uh-huh. the back, so I'll put them over there.
She totally copied me because she was with me when I got the pig.
So
we're going to have a conversation.
Jerry likes pigs? Okay.
And she's like, good to know. Just figured that out. Now I'm going to pretend like I'm a great friend and I knew. She's in trouble.
Anne-Marie, I love you.
I was
pretty funny, though.
I was actually just listening. I was just telling Jerry this. I, like, ran out of my favorite podcast. I listened to, like, maybe four that I love. And in the car, I'll put them on even when I'm driving, like, 5 minutes away. And then I'll get through them, you know? Whenever I'm doing something, I'll get through them. So I ran out. So I was like, let me put on Agamil, like, see what it sounds like to, like, listen to us in the car as, like, a listener. Because I don't listen back, you know? We record and then Jerry edits and puts it up. And it was the Mother's Day episode with, like, the pig and stuff. We were saying how, like, I was moving it around the bedroom and, like, how I fucked up the restaurant. I was like, we're fucking funny. I was enjoying it. Because it felt like I was listening for the first time, you know? Like, I can't really enjoy my YouTube videos because I spend hours editing them. And then at that point, it's, like, old to me. So, like, to feel like I'm listening to the podcast for the first time as a listener, I was like, oh, this is entertaining.
Maybe I should start listening to us.
Yeah. Don't you listen back?
Go back to the original. Well, like,
depends
I'll
on the episode.
I'll do it, like, right away, like, just to edit it.
Yeah.
You know? But then I don't ever listen to us.
No.
But I should. I should go back to, like, the very beginning and just
oh,
start,
God,
like,
no, 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 no.
Us.
Oh, my God, PTSD. You just gave me Andrea. I'm getting sweaty. The idea of going back and listening to our old podcast freaks me out.
Really?
Yes. It freaks me out.
Oh,
because I'm very open on here, and I like I'm a, like a whole different lifetime
like,
of a
did
human.
Did I ever say that? That's what, how many yeah. times do we go? Did I mention that? Did we talk about
yeah.
this on here? Because
or like,
I feel like yeah. She's like,
sorry, I cut you off. That's why I shut
face.
The fuck up.
Oh no, but I feel like we do. We're more open, and we talk about sort of kind of like everything.
Yes.
So I think hearing back would be like, oh shit, I forgot I told that story.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and like YouTube is different because it's just not the same like
it's very
boundaries.
Filtered.
Yeah, it's very not yeah filtered. Yeah, but I don't know. Like listening back to this, I'm like, what did I say that I don't agree with? Like I was a totally different like mindset. Like I'm sure I don't stand by a lot of like. My yeah. ideologies or, like, the way I would handle things or the way I'd respond to emails and stuff like that. So, like, it makes me cringe thinking back.
Interesting. But I understand,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because half the times when I say something, like, I regret it, like, instantaneously. It's like, that's because I react, I speak on my initial reaction. Like, even yesterday when we were recording and we were talking uh-huh. about that thing, I was like, all right, well, this is right. Like, I am totally just an emotional. I act emotionally where you react rationally.
Depends on the situation,
but
for
yes,
sure.
Yesterday's, like, hit me hard because it was stuff that I went through. And
yeah,
just,
understandable.
Passionate about it, you
yeah.
know. But I think going back listening to stuff, I might be like, why did I even say that?
100%. And then we're going to feel like, should we delete that episode? And, like, I don't even want to listen. Just leave it up. You know what I mean?
But you like, guys love us, right?
Remember when we listened to, like, our year or, like, first episode or something? How cringy was that to listen back to?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago. Like, how long have we been doing this now?
3 years.
3 years in... Or it's been 3 years?
March. It was 3 years in March.
How do we not do... What?
Yeah, I don't know.
We forgot the end of March. To say anything or do anything.
I think it was the end of March that we started.
Oh, wow. Happy 3 years, guys. We suck. That's terrible.
Always hindsight, right? It's like, damn, we just missed that. It's right.
Oh, it's fine.
We could pretend.
Yeah. 3 years, like 3 years of content. Like, think about how different we are now.
We're grown.
The amount, like all the shit that we like talked about with everything with Ever and your surgery, like,
oh my God,
there's so much.
Can we talk about that?
Talk about what?
Yesterday. All right. Funny story, but you said surgery, so I'm going off of that. Wait, are you finished though? Because I don't want
to. I was just rambling. I don't really have anything to talk about.
So going off of what you said, surgery, yesterday was school elections, like a budget vote. So I go to the school and I'm trying to plan it. So I drop the gift off at your mom, right? I pass, you know, on the way back, I pass one school, you know, that school over there. Mm-hmm. So I drop that off, pass that school, go over by where Aaliyah's school is, mm-hmm. park, get out, go to the other school, walk in, go to my thing. First of all, I go up to S.
That ain't your last name anymore, girl.
So I just start laughing, and the young girl who was volunteering there, she's like, are you okay? I'm like, no. That's not who I am.
That is old me.
That's my kid's last name. I belong over there. So then I go over there, and she's looking for me, and she's like, are you supposed to be here? And I'm like, yeah. So she goes, all right, go check with the master book, right? So the lady and I, she goes, here you are. And she goes like this, like she follows her finger along. And she goes, yeah, you're in the right place. I'm with her. I see her going with her finger. I'm in the right place. We go back. So there's a lady who I know from Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And she was volunteering there.
Okay.
So she goes, I said, they're having trouble finding me. She goes, well, where do you live? I told her. She goes, you're at the wrong school. I said, but we just checked that book. So we both, with our fingers, went like this, but like went up.
Oh my God.
So now I'm like, holy shit, I have 15 minutes. I have to drive back to the school that I just passed after dropping off your mother's gift to go vote over there. So I go over there, but now it's time to pick up the kids. So now I have to park way down. So I'm walking. After I just walked all of that, now I'm walking all of this, right? And I'm like, I have to get Aaliyah. Stressed, right? So I'm walking. I get my car and all of a sudden my foot starts.
No.
And I'm like, I must have...
done too much.
Too much too quickly.
Uh-huh.
You know? And, like, for the rest of the night, every now and then I would get that zap. And I was upstairs, and I said to Ever, this is so humbling because I almost forgot how bad that pain could be.
You're like, have I even made any progress?
Like,
and then you get that, and you're like, oh, thank fucking God I am where I am.
Exactly. Oh, it was good. So humbling for me. It was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, you know, like, when I go on my, like, I could walk 2 miles now. And when I walk my 2 miles towards the end, I feel like I have a kid hanging on the leg. Like, just like,
like
my leg gets so, so heavy. Yeah. And that's when I call it a day, you know. And I guess yesterday I must have just did a little more than that.
Yeah.
So I aggravated, I guess.
You were in a rush. You were moving too fast, probably.
Yeah. So I'm like, shit. So now, like, the timing, I'm like, all right, I have 6 minutes to get Aaliyah. I can make it on time. I already had told her, if I'm not there, just wait for me. I pull up to the school. There's ambulance, cop, like 3 or 4 cop
Jesus
cars.
Christ.
And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, Aaliyah, I'm here. She goes, Ma, there's an accident. I'm like, I see what's going
that.
On.
Yeah.
One of her very good friends that's over my house all the time, who I adore, had a seizure.
Like randomly?
Like, in the middle of them doing their band thing, because tonight is her show.
Has she had them before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she has medicine in the nurse's office.
Okay.
But the nurse was locked and gone home for the day. Why? Why is the nurse gone for the day? No janitors, no security guards, nobody's got a key to the nurse's office to get the medicine.
Really?
They call the ambulance. Now, where is the ambulance compared to the high school, Alyssa? It's across the street. Yeah. Do you know they had to call 3 times and it took them 15 minutes to get there?
Why didn't somebody walk across the street at that point?
My daughter, I picked up my daughter, she was hysterical, witnessing her friend having a seizure, realizing that nobody's in the school to help. There's no medical people. There was no nurse. It took the ambulance 15 minutes and 3 phone calls to get there. My daughter was traumatized. Aww. It was so scary, I guess, for her to see her friend going through that. And then they took her to the hospital. And thankfully, she's okay, but she dislocated both of her shoulders in having her seizures. She was going in and out of consciousness. It was a very scary thing for these kids to witness. And the fact that there was no, but now there's just like, why aren't there? And people are like, well, there's a sports trainer there for our games in case somebody gets injured. Well, what about this?
Yeah, but you know, even if the nurse is like, that's past her hours, somebody should have a key to the office for emergencies. That's
exactly the point. It's like,
like, at least to get a fucking Band-Aid. You know what I mean? Something. Like, somebody should have a key to it.
Yeah, something.
Somebody, like, that is, like, authorized. You know what I mean? Not, like, random person, like, but, like...
Exactly. And I know, like, with Zane, when he had the allergies when he was younger, there were times that if he had a school trip, if they didn't have a floater nurse that was available to go on his trip, he wouldn't be able to go.
Unless they wouldn't allow
went.
Right.
This way I could administer his medicine. Right. Which I understand. I understand a nurse that's how it should be all the time.
Yeah.
But this is school during school hours. I mean, it was after school, but it was, like, after school. You stay after for extra help. You stay after for whatever. So it was within that 40 minutes of after school. It was
the nurse should be there for at least the 40 minutes. Because I know Aaliyah sometimes goes like past like four or five. Like that makes sense.
She'll go back. And I told her, I said, really, you know, there's sometimes the track meets are until 8 o'clock at night.
Right. So the nurse can't be there all day.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think for that first 40 initial minutes. After like ninth period sort of thing, I definitely think that nurse should be there.
I don't know if that's a thing. I've never noticed.
It's
is the nurse usually there? Or?
I don't know. But seeing my daughter's face yesterday, and I was just talking to another parent who said her daughter was absolutely traumatized by this, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one. I mean, I saw a whole side of Aaliyah yesterday. She was angry. She was scared, and she was like, "What kind of bullshit?" Like, she was angry. And angrier that it took 15 minutes and 3 phone calls to get an ambulance to the school, which is literally right across the street.
I would have walked my ass across the street. I'm surprised she didn't.
Are you kidding me? Like,
after like the first like 2 minutes of seeing it happening, I would have been like, I'm going to get them across the street.
I don't know. It was horrible. Horrible. Wow. But
thank God she's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. But then there was this other thing, which I don't know if you've heard, probably not, but... So a mother posted on Facebook the other day. She said, I'm posting this to bring awareness, blah, 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 right? So she has an 11-year-old son who is outside playing basketball. Okay. Everything is on the ring camera. You can see everything clear as day.
Okay.
4 or 5 kids in the street, beautiful day, right? Mm-hmm. In the street, they're all playing basketball.
Okay.
And you hear on the ring camera this motorcycle. Vroom, 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 up and down the block. Kids keep moving out of the way. He's doing wheelies up and down the block. The fuck? Like, what the fuck? Right? Okay. So now the kids are in the street again. Here he comes. And he is going fast. You can see it in the video. He hits one of the kids. Kids go flying in the air. Rushed to the hospital. Blah, blah, blah. Found out that this kid, 19 years old.
So he was on like a little, like one of those shitty like motorbikes? Not like a Harley Davidson. Like
no,
a
he was
little,
like on a Ninja, popping wheelies.
What is that?
Like one of the...
Like a little, like tiny, shitty one.
No.
Like a motorcycle?
Like a motorcycle.
It was a 19-year-old doing on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle. Popping wheelies. You know, the popping aggressive ones on that a are motorcycle? Fucking over... You know, the ATVs, like all this, whatever. There's a... Whatever. They're clowns.
I'm making it up because I like visuals.
So the mother... Wait, so the mother in the post that she puts says, I've lived here for so long, I have numerous...
Oh, I see. It's like a dirt bike.
Numerous complaints against him. Like, I filed a lot of police reports. Like, this kid is constantly racing up and down the street. And then people in the comments were like, oh my God, you must live on this street because it happens. I've seen that kid. He causes trouble. He's reckless. He, you know, this and that, right? Somebody else. So she, whatever, cops. Cops gave him a ticket because the motorcycle is he's unlicensed. It's uninsured and unregistered.
Where the fuck did he get it from?
But that's it. How about, like, endangering a kid, fucking...
Is the kid okay?
Yeah, he's fucked up. I mean, he's all, like, road rash.
Right. Thank God he's okay. That could be bad if you get hit by, like, a motorcycle.
That's what I'm saying.
That could be really bad. Wait, thank God
he's
okay.
Are you ready? So then somebody else goes, oh, my God. This same kid on the same motorcycle did it to my son in October. 9-year-old boy. Broken rib, punctured lung. And the cops again said there's nothing we can do but give him a ticket. So this same 19-year-old kid has now run down two kids in the same neighborhood on the same block, and cops have done shit about it. So she took it to the news, and now apparently he was charged with something.
But as he should be. He doesn't even have a license. Now he should be revoked from his license for at least 5 years.
Apparently they took his bike finally, but mowed down
two
kids.
It's not even his bike. Whose is it?
And unless, like, really? Like, because everybody on here was like, you can't. Because she was like, oh, all they did was this and this. And people are like, are you kidding me? You need to go. And they were, like, tagging, like, the town supervisors and the news outlet and stuff like that. So finally, because the news outlet got hold of it, they went to the police department with the video. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So now they upgraded to, like, a charge that still, it should be more. But I am like, oh, my God.
That was my child. Guys, as I've gotten older, I used to hate confrontation. A bitch don't give a shit no more. I don't give a shit who it is. Whoever's around me, I don't care about confrontation anymore. If something needs to be said, it'll be said. Safely, because I am scared of people having weapons.
Right.
I will say that.
Right.
So if it's something that is unnecessary, like somebody cuts me off, whatever, they can fucking go about their day. I hope they get a bad ticket and that's about it. You know? But like, if it's something that like needs to be had, like I ain't scared no more. I think I've gotten to that age where I'm like, no. So, like, if some shit like that happened, oh, you know damn well, like, I would wreak havoc.
And I'm like, this mother stayed so cool, calm,
absolutely
collected.
Not.
I would have went knocking on that door, and I would be in jail right now, probably.
What was the video, like, did the kid, like, get up from the bike and just leave? Like, what happened after?
The angle of the video, you just see him making contact with the kid because the kid was running around. They're playing ball.
Right.
So people are like, well, on the news outlet comment section.
Oh, it's toxic.
People are like, oh, well, it looks like he ran into the bike. And it's like, that's not the point.
Right.
The point is that this guy
is going way too fucking fast.
With the videos, you could see him going up and down
the same
residential
street.
I mean, it's 30 miles an hour.
Right.
He was not doing 30.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's kids. It's warm. I know when I turn onto a block of this kid's playing, what do? You don't speed up. You slow down, make sure everybody's out of the way, and then you go. Right?
Well, he is
common
a kid.
Sense.
He's a kid. I want to know, like, what he did after. Like, was he, like, to the parents, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, was he apologetic? Was it genuinely an accident? Was it he lived up the block, so his mom said, like, don't go too far. Like, stay around here. Like, I want to know, like, what the scenario was.
I don't really know. I know the other parents said that he called and told them that your kid was hit by a motorcycle, but he's fine, and this is where he is, and left. So when the parents got there, they see their kid
there.
Who couldn't even breathe because his rib is broken. But, yeah, and then they found out who he was and stuff like that. But then, of course, last night I come home and I'm like, Imani, do you know? And then he said the name. He's like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, Ma. And I'm
would I know who it is?
I don't know. Imani does. And Imani said it's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, I probably wouldn't know a 19-year-old, though.
Yeah.
I'm old now.
He was like, Ma, he was a grade below me. And
oh,
he
then
was
I wouldn't
just
know.
Trash. And I'm like,
unless the last name is like of a sibling that I know, that would be the only way I would know. You'll have to send it to me.
It was just ugly.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, this, yeah.
You know what, though? When Zane and I, like, recently were looking at houses, I was like, I do not want to live by a high school by any means. Like, yeah. No. If I could see it, I don't want to live near there. Because these assholes, they think they're, like, so cool and, mm-hmm. like, egging and toilet papering and, like, breaking things on people's property and just being little shits. Like, I would hit a little shit and then I'll go to jail. Like, Alyssa goes to jail for beating up a 17-year-old. I would. So
it gets hard. It gets hard.
Once especially when you get older and like you, it's your property, you know, like,
or your child.
Or your child.
I mean, thank God this guy was 19. So if she would have did something, they're both adults, right?
Right. But this is true.
But
this is true.
I mean, if he was 17 and she did something, she would order, you know, she'd right. be a bad one.
I'd be like, wait, before I hit you in the face, are you 18?
Are you 18? Okay, good. But yeah, so I was like, yesterday was a rough day because it was just like, holy shit. Like, I'm glad that they upgraded the charges on him a little bit, but he definitely deserves more, especially since this is the second incident. I think the news aired before they found out there was a second incident in October. So I think the news people are going back to the second kid's house to interview those parents, and then maybe it'll bring on more charges, you know?
Mm.
Hopefully, because that's just... What do you, you're just saying it's okay to just mow down kids in the street?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then there's a girl, it's probably his girlfriend or somebody who's like defending every single comment.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like, it's just a freak accident. And people are like, oh, that happened twice.
Mm-hmm. How, he needs to be more careful.
Yeah. Obviously. On an unregistered and uninsured motorbike.
He needs to get his license, first of all. Let's grow up.
I can't. It was so sad, but. You know, thankfully the boy is okay.
Yeah.
Yes, thankfully both of them are okay. The first boy was in the hospital for a while because he had a collapsed lung. And the second boy was only in the hospital for one day.
Okay, good.
But it's just like kids outside playing, you know? And I understand kids, like, you know, like you see something coming, you see a car coming, you move out of the way. Like, I get that.
But how many times? They fucking did it so many times.
Yeah, as fast as he was going, and you see them moving out of the way.
Right.
And you see them moving out of the way.
They're like,
and
okay, then, bud, can you go down another block? Like, we're obviously playing basketball.
And like I said, all the comments were like, oh, you must live on this street because, my kids are tormented by him, too.
He
would, like, play chicken with the kids.
Guys, there's also around here these, like, group of little shits.
I want to kick them all as I drive
little by. Shits.
Take my cane and stick it in their spokes.
They ride bicycles, like not like motorbikes, like bicycles. You have to pedal with your feet.
Dude.
And they get in your way. They go in front of your car. They make you honk at them. They do wheelies. They think they're so fucking funny. And they're little shiitakes.
Parents, can you parent your kids better? And they're little. These are little kids. I mean, what are they, 12 and 13 years old? They are not like 18. You know what I mean? They're like...
they're like they have a reputation around here. Like the little shits of Long Island.
And wait, then like a parent will put a picture like, my kid's bike was stolen. Has anybody seen this? And she's like, I just paid $1,000 for it. You're paying $1,000 for a bicycle for your kid to go torment the neighborhood.
Well, how do you know it's her kid?
Huh? No, I'm saying the type of bicycle.
Oh.
That she posted, or all the, you know, the bright colorful ones with the neon tires and those colorful spokes. That's what the fucking price of these bikes are.
Oh.
The fuck? Anyway, yeah, sorry. It's like aggravating. Little fuckers. I would have beat the... I'm just kidding. I don't beat my children, but I would have like...
Maybe the parents don't know. They're like, bye, I'm going to go on a bike ride with, you know, like maybe they're well-behaved at home and they're like, I'm going to go bike ride with my friends. And they're like, okay, sweetie, like get outside. You get that fresh air. And then they go be little shits with their friends and then they go home and pretend everything was dandy.
I mean, yes.
You know what I mean? Like you can only parent so much. You can only know so much.
They tormented people so much like last year and the summer before that.
They're all over Facebook.
It was on the news. It was on Facebook. I mean, you name it. I mean, this. I can't even tell you. Up by the shopping center over there.
Uh-huh.
they would just like... torment people. So many times the cops are called, they were thrown off the property, da da da. Like people would take pictures. Who kids are these?
Somebody pepper spray
knew
them.
Somebody who knows that kid. You cannot tell me. You know?
I don't know, pepper spray them.
But those are the parents who will be like, they're outside. Kids will be kids. No.
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 No, honey.
I didn't do that. No, honey.
Not in front of my business. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, no.
Get the fuck away from my car. I will hit you.
I remember being in the village and driving up there.
Uh-huh.
And literally,
they would go in front of your car.
But across both lanes.
Somebody needs to just give them a little light tap. Humble exactly. them.
That's what I'm saying.
Humble
but
them.
But we
a
would get
bit.
In trouble then.
You know?
Nah.
Fuck them. I was on a walk with my cousin at a middle school. Like, we got on the track. Uh-huh. Some middle schooler, literally with, like, braces on, comes up to us. Hey, what grade are you guys in? I was like, first of all, grade. I haven't heard that word in a while. I was baffled. Grade? I don't know. What grade am I in? I said, we're 24 and 25, bud. He said, oh, I was going to say, are you guys Wi-Fi? Because I feel a connection.
Oh.
And then he walked away. And how bad I wanted to just punt this kid.
My God.
I'm like, you're annoying.
Are you guys Wi-Fi? Because I feel like a connection.
I'm like, also, we look like middle schoolers, do we? Like, what? Don't you dare ask me what grade I'm in. I don't even know how to answer that question. Natalie was like, we're three times your age, bud. Go away.
Oh, man.
With his are you guys Wi-Fi? I feel a connection. His braces on, like palate expander, bitch ass. Go away.
Oh, man,
he was
so
fine.
Funny.
He was fine. I'm just poking fun. He was fine. He just walked away and laughed, but it was just funny because I'm just like, ugh. Like, was that us? Like, were we that annoying? Like, with my brace and my palate expander? Like, was I that annoying? Go away.
Oh my God.
I thought I was the shit in middle school. I really did. I thought I was so cool. And now I look at these middle schoolers and I'm like, you little shit. Fly on a piece of shit.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
It's fucking funny.
Comical, honestly. You guys, I have updates also on my fraud for my credit card, but I'm going to wait for next episode because we're going to do an episode on fraud.
Yes.
As long as you guys email in.
Yeah.
So it's up to you.
Just got to put a post.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I'm going to do that when the episode goes up tomorrow.
Ooh, fancy.
We're losing it. Man. We're losing it.
Exhausted.
So much going on.
It's my eyes. They're bothering me.
Mercury's in Gatorade, so I blame it on that. Honestly, things are going weird. Everybody's, like, mental health and, like, attitude toward things is, like, weird. And, like, yeah. People are driving crazy. Things, big changes in life is happening. Like, there's just a lot going on. Mercury's in Gatorade. I blame it on her.
It's always her fault.
Yep.
Even when it's not, it's
even
her
when
fault.
She's not in Gatorade. Okay, anyways. So.
Okay. So that was it. That was our
joyous updates.
Day. And you know what we're going to do? What are we doing?
We are going to do your guys' expenses in different areas that you live.
Right. Because it went over well the first couple.
Yeah.
And
how much you guys
make.
Some more
sitting here.
What the gas is like, how much you pay for your apartment or
Dude,
your
we can't
house.
Do gas because
gas is
just,
outdated. Yeah, it's changing every day.
Every day. Yeah. Every day. Okay, so what? You, me? Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay, expenses. Hi, lovely ladies. Hope you're having a great day so far. I wanted to write in for the expenses podcast since this is my last year before leaving South Korea. We haven't found out where we're going yet, but hoping somewhere stateside for a bit. I'm a stay-at-home mom to our 4-year-old daughter, and my husband is in the military.
Wow.
Thank him for his service. And what an experience, right, to be living in South Korea.
This like, picture with all the buildings, like... You know how when people flip the ends of their hair up? Like, that's what their buildings look like. It's so, like, wispy? Magical. Like, wispy oh. buildings with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pretty. Aww. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, the military gives us an allowance for housing based off his rank and having dependents that usually covers a majority of the rent and utilities. We live in a high-rise apartment off-post that has 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Rent is 1,564,000 won, and it's about 1,298 $1,000. And our current utilities are 79,100 won, about $65. For gas, 95,391, which is $79. And then electricity is about 22,541, which is about 1871 for water. Gas is typically higher in the winter from running floor heat, and electricity is higher in the summer with the AC. They have heated floors?
That bougie Ooh. Bitch shit.
Usually they recommend opening windows instead of running air, but the pollution here is so bad a lot of days that sometimes we can't even go out. We usually buy gas on base, which is around $3. However, we know that's a lot more. I usually take a taxi or walk with my and my husband does the driving because driving here is insane. We usually spend about $200 to $350 at the commissary on post for groceries for the month, and we do some shopping in between at the Korean grocery stores. As far as basements, we, of course, don't have that in an apartment. However, the parking garages here have useful things in them, including a dry cleaner, barber, a restaurant, and a 7-Eleven. I'll attach some pictures below of my family and our home for you all to enjoy. Wait, their parking garage has a barbershop, a 7-Eleven. I mean, that's...
Well, I think what they mean is, you know how the apartment buildings around here, there's like a little like shopping center. You know what I mean? Mm. Like right near it, mm-hmm. like connected basically. It's like right. the same branding. Probably that concept.
That's really
Which
cool.
I've always admired. I'm like, that's probably so cool. You could just walk downstairs and go eat. Oh, no. Benji has not irritated us in months.
Oh, look at these are so beautiful.
Isn't it so cool? Come here, Benji. Come here, puppy.
Oh, look at you guys. Wait, do you speak any Korean? A girl wants to know. Do you pick it up?
That's really cool. That's who could say that they lived in
That's right. That's what I'm South saying. Korea. That's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's so cool. Okay. Hi, beautiful ladies. I'm a single mom of a beautiful three-year-old boy living in Hickory, North Carolina, and just wanted to share some living expenses. I work in furniture, running an automated cutting machine, making $23 an hour, working 3 12s a week. Minimum wage here is $7.25, but most places start out at about 10 to 12. A nice fixer-upper home is 3-bed, 2-bath, is about 200 grand with a pretty decent size backyard. Hey, Bench. No, thank you. You're distracting mommy from working. Thank you so much. And no, I cannot hear my neighbors sneezing. Did you say that?
Yeah.
My parents' home was $65,000 in 2004, worth well more than that now. Property taxes are $800 a year, $600 in mortgage. We live in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment for $595 a month, water included. Trash is $60 every 3 months. Wi-Fi is $80 a month. Gas, $100 in winter and $20 in summer. Power is $100 in summer and $20 in winter. Car payment, $392 a month. Car insurance is $125 a month. Renter's insurance is $108 a year. Groceries, about $300 a month. Gas, about $40 a week. Going out to eat for two people is about $60 to $75, including tip. Beach is about 4 to 5 hour drive, and mountains are just an hour away. After listening to these other places and expenses, I can safely say North Carolina is my home. Love you, beautiful ladies, and hope you have a great day. And thanks for reading my email.
Wow. I just found a house. I was looking on Zillow and then ever like took out my outline of a map of my search area, and a house came up, and I'm like, oh my God, look at this house. And it was in North Carolina. It was gorgeous.
A lot of people were living there recently.
The kitchen.
You get bang for your buck.
The kitchen was to die for.
Yeah.
Die for. Yeah.
A lot of people are moving there,
you
I feel like.
North Carolina?
Do I want to?
Yeah.
No. So sorry.
Listen, I can't.
I do not want to live in North Carolina.
Oh, it seems tempting for sure. Okay, expenses.
I just feel like yeah, you'll spend a lot less money, but, like, will you be happy? Like,
see, I mean... Listen, I love that we have everything nearby and we could say the city's right here and the beach is right there, but I don't know, Alyssa.
You don't even like the beach, so that's not a factor.
That's what I'm saying. And how often do I go to the city? You don't really
care. Like, we've been to
the
cities.
I mean, I love the city, but it's not something I go to. But I'm sure
it's everywhere. It's checked off the list.
Yeah. So, it's just you guys. It makes sense for you.
So sorry, but we're just Long Island peeps, you know? If we were to move anywhere, it would be California.
Which is the same shit, so.
Same shit. I just like palm trees and nicer weather. So.
Okay.
I mean, I would move to Florida, but Zane would not.
Speaking of Florida.
I like Florida. Oh, hey, is it? Oh, hey, ladies.
I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I wanted to send in my expenses for an episode since I didn't hear anyone from Florida in your recent one. I work as an analyst for the sheriff's office, and I make $42,000 a year. My fiancé, we get married in 38 days. Congratulations.
Congrats. Because
that's passed already. Is a deputy sheriff and makes $72,000 a year. We are 26 and 29 years old. We bought our home in August of 2020 for $270,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with a big bonus room, about 2,000 square foot with a pool and a lakefront.
Did you hear that?
$270,000?
Yeah, I heard that. With a lakefront.
Wait. Tampa is one of the hottest markets right now, and our house already appraises for $390,000, up over $100,000 from when we just bought it. Great investment on our
good
part.
Good for you
it
guys.
It definitely was, right? You bought at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Our average electric is $200 a month, water is $100 a month, internet is $50. Right now, it's hard to even find a one bedroom under $1,500, not including utilities. Our mortgage, including insurance and everything, is $1,950 a month.
Wow.
Our property taxes come out to $2,850 a year.
Wow.
$2,850 a year.
I like Florida. I don't like a lot of the laws as a state, but I do like it there.
I've been there once. No,
but you went to Miami, though.
Oh, I forgot about Miami, so I've been there too.
Oh. Miami's a whole nother ball game.
I went to Orlando and then outside of Orlando and then Miami. But you know, Orlando. It was like one was for one day. One I went on a vacation, which totally was shit. And then for Miami for Zane's show. But yeah. That's it.
I feel like it's definitely like more like in a convenience way, like Long Island, I feel like you can like drive real quick and be anywhere. I just love palm trees. And it like to me, it's like, sorry, Florida, but it's like the lesser version of California, but it's like closer. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Florida or sorry, California? Because Californians might be like, wait, you comparing us to Florida?
I'm saying California is better. It's just more similar to New York, California. Yeah. In terms of like diversity and things like that.
Right. But then it's got the palm trees like Florida.
Right. But Florida's 2-hour plane from New York.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, East Coast vibes, like not moving all the way across the damn country.
Gotcha.
You know.
You can go to Florida.
Everybody, maybe I'll retire. No, I do. Life goals is to have a vacation condo or something of the sorts in Florida.
Okay.
While living in New York.
Nice.
I would love a vacation spot in Florida so that I don't have to live there the whole time. But like, you can hop on a plane and go for the weekend if you want to and you have a place.
Mm-hmm.
That is a goal.
Okay.
For sure, 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 sure. Because when it's cold here, if I could just get on a flight and go to Florida, woo, that sounds magical. Okay, living expenses. My husband is a full-time student in...
Raleigh,
North Carolina. Hi, guys. First of all, I love the podcast, and I love this topic. I've always been curious about what other people make / spend, but I feel like it's rude to ask. Don't worry. We'll ask the rude questions. Anyway, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina with my husband and two dogs. I work as an underwriting analyst for an insurance brokerage, and I'm on the path to be an actuary. Mm. If you don't know what that is, we basically do math for insurance. I just graduated last year and started my job 7 months ago. I make $56,000 a year plus bonuses. I also work from home 95% of the time. My husband just got out of the military and goes to school using his GI Bill. He gets housing allowance for the days that he is in school, which is about $1,500 to $1,700 a month, except for the summer. He usually does a paid internship in the summer for about $15 to $20 an hour. He also gets disability from the military, which is $1,200 a month. So here's our expenses. House. We just bought for $330K, and our mortgage, including insurance and taxes, is $1,570. Picture below. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,600 square foot with a 2-car garage, a little less than an acre, about 20 minutes downtown Raleigh. Electric is $150 a month, water $50 a month, internet $50 a month, and trash $60 quarterly. My car is a Mazda CX-9. It's $450 a month. Husband's car is a Chevy Malibu, $300 a month. Side note, I feel like our car payments are pretty high because we own our cars. Is leasing cheaper? Because we might switch.
Leasing is cheaper, but then, you know.
But then you don't own it.
Right, you don't own it, and you don't have, you know, restricted miles and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It depends. I think it just depends on your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these celebrities that have, like, really crazy cars, and they switch them all the fucking time like they're leasing them,
mm-hmm.
You know. Car insurance, $150 a month for the both of us. That's nice. Groceries, $300 a month. Dog medicine and food, $100 a month. Gas, $100 a month, depending, since I don't drive much working from home. For those curious, I also have a student loan for my bachelor's degree, which is like $8K total, but I pay $80 a month. Not now because of COVID, but, you know, pictures of us and our dogs below.
Oh, your doggies are so cute.
Oh, they are so cutesies. Wow.
Oh, it says said yes to the address.
That's cute.
Very
like
cute.
Like said yes to the address.
Very, very cute.
That is really cute.
Love it.
Wow. I think your car payments make sense for the cars that you guys have.
Yeah.
Although on my Honda, when I was making payments, I was paying like $260 a month.
Did you put down a big chunk?
Yeah.
That's why.
But 260 is high for a Honda.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Because
Amani pays.
Well, isn't a Mazda CX-9 like cool? I don't know anything about cars.
I don't know.
Because she's paying $450. I guess that's a significantly a lot more a month. That makes sense. Okay. Understood. Thank you for sending in your email. Very interessant.
Okay. Living expenses. Sweden. Sweden?
Ooh.
Hey, ladies, I just listened to your recent episode on living expenses and thought it might be fun to bring a little insight in the expenses of a Swedish household. Sorry.
All I can think of is Swedish fish.
I'm thinking Swedish house mafia.
Swedish fish.
I was like, Swedish house mafia.
I'm like, food?
Okay, now I've not moved from my parents' house. I'm almost 21, but yet. But I've done a lot of research, and this is what I found. I work in customer relations as a customer service agent for a well-known Scandinavian clothing and furniture brand. I make $16 an hour before tax, $12.20 after tax, and I bring home about $2,000 a month. My car, a 2005 Volvo V70, costs me $75 a month in insurance and $290 a year in taxes. Wow, $75 a month in insurance.
Must be nice. Mm.
Gas prices are around here are $7.20 a gallon, and my car has room for 18 gallons, so it needs to be refilled every 2 weeks, roughly about $270 a month for gas. A one-bedroom, one-bath apartment, about 600 square feet, in the smallest cities would cost about $600 a month, heating and water included, but not electricity. And groceries would be around $270 a month for one person. Hope you found that interesting. Okay, love you. Bye.
That is interesting. Actually.
You know what's interesting?
It seems affordable.
Is $7.20 a gallon of gas? Yeah. Like, we're over here at $4.50 right now, and we're like, oh my God, gas is so crazy. And Sweden is $7.20 a gallon.
Also, is this USD though?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you look, like, she's saying, like, after taxes, she makes $12.20 an hour. So $12.20 an hour and gas is $7.20 a gallon.
30 minutes?
Wow.
I don't know when you think about it like that. When I used to work at Five Below and go get pizza next door.
Yeah. You did. You responded.
Oh. When I used to work at Five Below, I'd be like, damn, this slice of pizza is like 30 minutes of my job. I used to always think of it like that. And you're like, damn, 1 gallon of gas is half an hour of work.
It's like, I'm going to start walking. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing. That was our first Swedish one.
Yeah. Swedish fish. What is the flavor of Swedish fish?
Swedish.
That's what Sweden tastes like. It's such a distinct thing, right? It's like Captain Crunch.
I love Swedish fish.
I used to like them too. I haven't had them in years.
Yeah. We probably would eat them now and be like, ugh.
Like sugary, like just like gelatin. That's like Captain Crunch though. Like, can you describe the flavor of Captain Crunch?
No, it tastes like Captain Crunch.
Right? I know. How many things are like that? What's something else that is just like, that's just what it tastes like?
So Swedish fish, according to the Candy Blog, the original flavor of Swedish fish is lingonberry, a European berry. And that's funny because
I love lingonberry.
I do. It makes sense. Who doesn't love those crepes? I do. My God.
My dad loved Swedish fish, too.
No, I am. Does he love lingonberry, too?
I don't know, actually.
The crepes with the lingonberry on the side.
Oh, that makes me just think of IKEA.
Or the Swedish meatballs. With that on the side also. Makes sense. Holy shit. I didn't even think of that. See? Swedish meatballs. Swedish.
Now look up what's the flavor of Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch, fuck me up. That shit is so good. Tell me it's not. What is it? It's just like sugary, crunchy goodness.
Yeah, that hurts the roof of my mouth every time I eat it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Pineapple hurts my mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell me. I want to know.
First of all, let me just say that my son has eaten Captain Crunch his entire life.
We almost bought it at the store the other day, but he didn't care for it.
Okay, so Captain Crunch, it consists of peanut butter flavored corn puffs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's right here. Peanut butter flavored corn puffs.
Well, they must have not like real peanut in the ingredients. They do not taste like peanut butter.
There is no peanuts in the ingredient.
Right.
Ingredients, but it consists of peanut butter flavored corn puffs.
Do you think Captain Crunch tastes like peanut butter? You're like trying to taste it.
I know. I'm like trying to taste it right now. I think it has some maybe nutty attributes, but not like eating a scoop of peanut butter.
Which makes sense because it's just a flavoring. It's not even real peanut. So it's just like
that's
a flavor.
So crazy.
It's like a really sweet, like corn flavor to me or something.
Wow.
You know what's a weird cereal? What's the corn puffs? Those are weird. They're like big, like ovals.
Corn puffs.
Corn puffs. That's a weird cereal. Who eats corn puffs? Can we do an episode on cereal? What's your favorite cereal?
We used to have corn puffs in the house all the time.
Oh, you know what I saw in the store the other day? And I was like, fuck, I shouldn't buy it, but like I should, but like I didn't.
Ooh.
Crave.
Oh, so you can take your Crave.
They're stuffed with the chocolate.
You can take it. I don't like it.
Oh, it's so good. But it's not my favorite.
My favorite cereal is country. Crunchy. Yeah, crunchy. Not country. Crunchy Raisin Bran.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the Raisin Bran, but it's got the crunch, it's got like
granola kind
like
of
granola
pieces?
Clusters with the raisins. So okay. I love that. That's
my sounds
jam.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
I used to be a Fruity Pebbles hoe.
Fruity Pebbles. I mean, I do good. Like that sweet stuff too, but
can you guess my favorite cereal of all time? Wait, what were you gonna say?
Alyssa's
like what?
Favorite cereal of all time.
When I tell you, you'll be like, oh, that makes sense.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Absolutely.
Okay, so upstairs in my closet right now, I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch and I have Life. And I have Honey Nut Cheerios. Those are like
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Life, and Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
I love a good Honey Nut Cheerio.
Yeah, honey. Well, I mean, I have the wannabes of all them, but
Zane likes Life. Those look like a Chex Mix piece.
Yes.
Yeah, we just got those. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Life. Yeah, I tried a bite of it yesterday. It was good.
I like Life, but Life you got to eat quickly because it gets so mushy so quickly.
My grandpa purposely sits his cereal out the night before. Oh my God. Did you break your jaw?
You heard that?
Yes. It was so
talk
loud.
About, talk about TMJ. What the hell? What?
Oh, wow. That did not sound good at all.
It didn't feel great, but I feel okay now, so.
Jaw dropped on the floor, dislocated, literally. Yeah, my grandpa puts bananas in it, and he likes it mushy.
Puts it in the fridge. I mean, maybe if I lose a few more teeth, I'll feel
puts
like
it in
that.
The fridge, not on the counter.
I get it.
Soggy
my mom used
cereal?
To do that with her. I mean, not overnight, but she would let her frosted mini wheats sit too to get a little softer.
I literally will sit there with the milk and the cereal and pour it in little by little because I want it to stay crunchy that bad. I used to do that.
Well, I mean, if you like, all right, so Cinnamon Toast Crunch, how the hell did we get on
this? Swedish fish.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch stays crunchy for a long time, but like life gets soggy so quickly.
Yeah, and then
pebbles,
it's not good.
That gets soggy so quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that shit will last.
Yeah. Or the Cinnamon Toast Crunch with the berries. Oh.
I've never had that.
What about Fruit Loops?
Wow.
I used to love Fruit Loops.
I remember when the first Aldi opened here and I got the wannabe Fruit Loops from Aldi. My kids were like, Ma, that is so much better than the real Fruit Loops.
Really?
Yeah. They loved
and you were
it.
Like, I raised you
and
right,
I'm
bitch.
Like, I'm like, yes. $1.35 versus $4. I am in.
You know what else? Frosted Flakes.
That's Ever's
classic.
Favorite.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Classic.
He loves.
I feel like people's favorite cereal says a lot about someone.
All these Frosted Flakes are not
as good as real.
As the originals.
Yeah.
So.
They've got like a punch to them.
Yeah.
The real really, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
I feel like they last a while. So if you buy just like the big family box for like $5, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's giant.
It lasts,
yeah. So it's like not that bad.
And then he'll get on a kick. He'll like, Ever will say, can we get Frosted Flakes or whatever? And it's like, yeah, sure. And he'll have it like three bowls in a row and then not touch it for months. And I wind up chucking it. And it's like, come on.
You get into like a routine. I get like that too. I get attached to a food for a while.
And
like
then,
my yogurt bowls.
And then it's like gone.
And then I'm like, I haven't had them in so long.
I actually had one yesterday.
I'm just sick of my strawberries going bad, man. And I tried the trick where you like soak them in vinegar.
It didn't work.
No, they went moldy.
Wow.
And you can't buy less strawberries. Maybe I'm going to buy a pack and then just give you half the pack. So that they don't keep going bad.
Listen,
because Zane and I can't get through all of them.
I got strawberries the other day, and Aaliyah and Amani and me are just, well, all of us are. They were so delicious.
See, we don't just pick them up and eat them.
And they were just so yummy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do that then. Next time I buy them,
just pass them up.
Pass up half to you. Yeah. Because we don't just sit there and snack on them.
Oh, like Aaliyah today, I was just like, because mommy packs her lunch.
That. You're like, I'm gonna make fun of myself before everybody else does.
Yeah, exactly.
Mommy packs her lunch.
But I sent her a text last night and I'm like, because listen, if I can get away with doing it at night, I don't gotta wake up early, you know?
Yeah.
So I made her a sandwich and she's like, can you pack a few chips? And I said, sure. And she's like, and a few strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And a few grapes, and I'm like, okay. So she has like her own little thing, but she's going today to the beach. They do a beach cleanup, so she has a school trip to the beach.
Oh, strawberries are good on the beach.
Yeah, that's what I said. Strawberries, some grapes,
mm-hmm.
mixed with a little sand. I mean, it's great. Ugh, lunch.
God, ew, gross. I think I need to have cereal for breakfast when we're done, though.
Okay,
that sounds good.
This is you.
Okay.
You're next.
Okay. Living expenses, Australia.
Australia.
Hi, beautiful ladies. I want to send in my living expenses as an Aussie girl for comparison to America. So everything I'm writing in is in Australian dollars. Are we going to convert or what do we want to do about that?
Wait, let me see.
Like what's an American dollar to an Australian dollar?
So one Australian dollar is 70 American cents.
Okay, so it's quite similar. Okay,
yeah.
So we're just going to read it in Australian. To start, I'm married and we have two children. My daughter is 3.5. My son just turned 1. And we also have 2 dogs. We live in a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house that sits on 752 square meters. 752 meters, please, to square footage. We're the only country that doesn't use that metric system, right?
I know.
But if we switch now, I'd be fucked. They're like, how many kilometers? I'm like, miles?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I could do. Okay, so 750 square meters is 8,072 square feet. So
damn!
Their backyard is a little smaller than ours. Their yard is a little smaller than ours. Ours is 10,000 square feet.
Okay. We pay $2,300 a month for our mortgage. House is worth $430,000. Home insurance is $80 a month. We pay an annual land rate, which I think is like your property tax, $2,000 a year. Water bill is around $220 every 60 days. Yeah. Electricity, $230 every 60 days. Gas for the home, $240 every 90 days. Internet, $75 a month. Car insurance, $20 a month. It only covers if I run into another car or it gets stolen. Groceries, around $300 a week.
Wait, can I say that her utilities are very Australian utility bills are very inexpensive. I mean, they're doing $230 every 60 days. So that's like that's like $115 a month for electricity. Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, $20 a month for car insurance?
She's like, it only covers if I run into another car. Wow.
It's like a low tier, but like if you wanted to pay more, you could probably get better insurance, no?
Yeah, like full coverage versus like...
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
Oh my God, this next one in the kitchen is so pretty. Okay. Baffled.
Love the pod. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Alyssa and Jerry. Love the podcast. I'm not sure whether y'all are interested in hearing living expenses in Canada, but I thought I'd send in mine. I thought I'd send in mine anyways. My fiance and I are 29 years old, and we live in the suburb of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, about 30 minutes from downtown Ottawa. I am a nurse in the government, and my fiancé is a pharmacist. Our combined income is about $220 Canadian dollars, which is about $172,000 American dollars. We just bought our first house last year. It's a ranch bungalow on a two-acre lot. There's 1,500 square feet on the main floor and a 1,500 square foot basement. We purchased a home for $500,000 Canadian, $391,000 American dollars. But it was built in 1994, and we completely renovated the entire home, minus the bathrooms, for $80,000. We pay $3,000 Canadian dollars per year in property tax and an average of $400 a month in utilities. It's cold here five-ish months of the year. The average cost of a home in Ottawa is $600K, which comes... with homes downtown being around $1 million. My car is paid off, but my fiance pays an obscene amount, like $600 a month, for his Tesla. Minimum wage here is $15 an hour, and the state tax is 13%. The absolute best part of living here is you're paid over 80% of your salary for a year maternity leave.
Wow.
And employees often top it up to 90%. You can take 18 months paid leave if you choose. I literally cannot imagine having to go back to work with little babies. I've attached a picture of my fiance and I and our house for funsies.
America would never.
They would never.
America could never. Mm-mm. Wow. You know what it is, though? Well, not what it is. That doesn't make sense. But my thought was like, damn, if I owned a business and I had to pay somebody for 18 months and they're not even there, like, ouchy, but like, it makes sense. But, like, if you're a massive company, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're a small company and you have to pay somebody for 18 months and they're not even there, like, that's, like, a dagger. But, like, it should be that way, though. If the company can afford it, you know?
That's amazing, though.
That's what I'm saying. It should be. But, like, that's just imagine amazing. The employer is, like, 18 months and you're not even here.
I wonder if it's, like... if that's like an insurance thing. Like, I wonder if they pay, like, if a company pays into a certain amount and then when probably. It's needed, uses it kind of thing. I wonder if that's how
that
it works.
Probably.
I mean, I have no idea because obviously in America we don't do that, but I wonder if that's how it's done.
What do we get, maternity leave?
We don't get anything. I mean, every you job get a little I get, bit. I got nothing.
From what?
From any of the jobs I've ever had.
What? Where were you working?
With Zane, I was working at the tennis club. Got nothing. With Amani, I was working at a tennis club and got nothing.
Well, that's family business, and he's...
No, it wasn't.
It was somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interessant.
So, no. And with Aaliyah, I wasn't working at the time.
Oh.
I mean, I was just doing, like, eBay stuff and uh-huh. stuff like that.
So, I think nowadays, but, if you were working, like, a 9-to-5 in, like, an office building, I think you're... No?
Mm-mm.
A few months, yeah. They don't give you nothing. They're not like, you just had a baby, you have to come back the next day. They give you time off. Or you think unpaid.
I'm looking it up right now.
Paid maternity leave in New York.
New York State as a state has FMLA, which is family maternity leave. So that's something, but that's 12 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, so that makes sense. That's what's paid through, like if I was still at Five Below and I had a baby, it would be through there. It's a government thing, but it's right. through the work.
So. Okay, that's okay. what I'm saying. I'm like, at least 3 months, damn. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So we get 3 months, you get 18. Remember when I found that TikTok and they were like, oh, have a baby, like, during this time. So, like, you get off, like, during holidays and stuff. And I brought it to Zane and I was like, oh, wait. I don't get any benefits. Oh, wait, forgot. Okay. Expenses. Was it your turn?
No, I just read that
oh,
one.
Oh, okay. Did you?
I did.
Really?
Alyssa.
What? You did. You did. You're right. You're right. You're right. Hello, ladies. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. So let's get to the point. I love that. That's our first sentence. I hope you're having a great day. Let's get to the point.
Okay.
I'm from Mumbai, and ooh. I am not currently working or have worked before since I am still studying. So let's begin. Average rent of a one-bedroom hall, living room, kitchen in Mumbai is around $400 to $500, extra amenities included.
Excluded.
That makes a big difference. The apartment is around 500 square foot. I know, very small. If it's a two-bedroom hall, living room, kitchen, which is around 700 square foot, then the rent is $600 to $700. If you own an apartment here, the monthly bill goes as follows, or even if you don't. Electricity, $30 to $40. Groceries, $40 to $50. Maintenance, $60 to $200, depending on how well the building is maintained. This is a common concept in India. I don't know how to explain it, but it's basically a fee that you pay for the betterment of the building if any damage is there to fix. Sorry if you don't understand this. Please Google. No, you got it. My explanation is so bad. No, it's not. Gas bill, $25 to $40. Fuel for car, $50 to $60. Minimum wage is not really a concept here in India. You get what you get, and if you don't like it, you leave. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. I know, it's very sad. It makes me scared for my future job days. Also, I gave examples of an apartment because to live in a house, basically a two-story house, you have to be fucking rich or have ancestors who were kings or queens, LMAO. Tax system here is pretty fucked up. The tax is basically put on individuals' annual income, which may vary. But still, there are some relaxation to lower income groups. But once you cross that mark of lower income to middle class, the government is basically after you to pay taxes and many suffer through it. Also above mentioned, all the numbers are converted to rupee, which is an Indian currency, to United States dollar. Okay, so that was all USD.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you for doing that for us.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel this is very cheap, but for us Indians, it's not. It's the exchange rate that is all-time high for us. To give us insights into our economy, we are suffering a very high inflation. All the prices are increasing rapidly, be it fuel for cars or gas for cooking. Sorry for the long email. I must have missed many points or edited a few unnecessary ones. Love you guys and keep up the amazing work. Love from Mumbai.
Wow. We're from Mumbai. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, we've had Mumbai, Sweden, South Korea, Canada.
So cool.
That's amazing.
Thank you for listening to us. Yeah, we're going through inflation too. I feel like it's going to get real bad here real soon. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Everything's becoming way more expensive. We're going through it. I think like the whole world is like going through an inflation now. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. Even like with the Swedish, like we're crying over the price of gas, but their normal price of gas was $7.20 a gallon, you know? So it's like crazy what we sort of take for granted, I guess, in a sense, you know? All right, let me see.
Look how massive this font is.
Yeah, I don't, I, it's,
you can't see it. Okay. Page. Living expenses in Canada. Hey, ladies, I've been watching Alyssa on YouTube for years now. I can't even remember when I started, and listening to the podcast since day one, and have been extra loving it while basically still in lockdown and at home with my little one. I also made sure to make my email as big as possible for Jerry.
You made it bigger, right? So big, girl, it doesn't fit on my computer.
Look at it on my iPad.
I don't know why it runs off my page. Like, you see how yours, like, it keeps it between the margins? Mine doesn't. So I got to scroll to keep reading.
That's weird.
It's crazy.
It's huge. Okay, let's get into the email.
Well, thank you for doing it for me, but Alyssa's going to read it anyway.
It's helping me,
which
too.
Is better, which is better for you, because you know how I mess up emails, so.
Sometimes they're tiny. This is how it normally looks. And this is how hers looks.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the email. I'm listening to your episode about living expenses, and I wanted to tell you about mine here in Canada. I live in Ontario in a very small northwestern community, very old and isolated. It's negative 31 degrees Celsius here this morning, which is negative 23 degrees Fahrenheit. I'll do the math for you. Thanks. That's fucking way too fucking cold.
Negative 23.
Sign me up to leave. Ciao, ciao, ciao for now. I'm 25 years old and currently on maternity leave with my first baby girl, which here in Canada can be 12 or 18 months. Both have the same gross payment. I took the 12-month leave, making $2,200 a month. I am a registered practical nurse, which is the same as an LPN in the United States. I work in the community providing health services and palliative
mm-hmm.
care. I am also the clinical community supervisor, which overlooks the nurses as well as the healthcare aides in the community. As an RPN supervisor, I make $65,000 a year plus overtime. In Canada, we have the Ontario Child Benefit as well as the Canada Child Benefit. I qualify for only the Canada Child Benefit, which is $268 a month. We currently live in an apartment that's $1,060, including utilities, not including Wi-Fi, $90 a month. We also have a housing/apartment shortage here in town. Our rent is quite cheap for a two-bedroom apartment. Typically, it's $1,300 a month plus utilities. I have an SUV, which is about $640 a month, and my insurance is $240 a month. Damn. My boyfriend had a truck, which is $670 a month, plus his insurance, $175 a month. I don't understand how his insurance is cheaper than mine. Oh, and he is a concrete carpenter and works out of town, mostly up north in the First Nation reserves for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and I'm home for 5 to 7 days. So I'm basically a single mom. I've attached some pictures of my little family and my sweet angel Charlotte, who is 6 months old. Cutie.
Wow. So the cost of living, like everything other than the car, like their cars seem like so high. Their car payments, the car insurance, like all that together seem like high in comparison to like the housing and the electric and the other stuff. So it's crazy how much different that is.
Also, can I say it's really sad that you're a registered nurse and you make $65,000 a year. Nurses deserve so much more. You are literally heroes doing God's work, and you're making $65,000 a year. You deserve so much more. That irritates me. Teachers, too. The amount of shit that teachers go through, and nurses. Meanwhile, there's doctors making, like, hundreds of thousands. Damn.
Yeesh.
But, yeah, your car payments are high.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thank you for what you do, and your daughter's adorable. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Cost of living north of Boston. Hi, ladies. I live 30 minutes north of Boston, Massachusetts. The city I live in is very diverse and right on the New Hampshire line. I'm a hairstylist working 3 days a week and make $110,000 a year. And my husband works for a gas company making $95,000 a year. We own a 1,400 square foot home that's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths with a basement, small next backyard. But does have a nice patio area. We bought the house in 2019 for $315,000, but just refinanced because rates are so low and it appraised for
$45,000. Wow.
We now pay, $2,100 a month for our mortgage. We have 2 car payments of $300 and $350, and our insurance for both cars is $300 a month. Our heat, electricity, and cable all come to about $700 a month combined. We have three daughters, so our grocery bill is about $1,200 a month.
Damn.
We do have the luxury of grocery shopping in New Hampshire, where there's no sales tax. We both do pretty well in our careers, but we're blown away by the price increase of everything. Three kids isn't cheap. I'm always blown away when I hear the prices in places like Wisconsin, but I'm totally with you guys and love living where that's convenient. If I can't, Tessa...
True probably means get. Like, if I can't get to a grocery store.
Yeah. Grocery store, CVS, or coffee shop within 15 minutes, I don't want it. Love you. I've attached pictures of my family for a visual.
I agree, girl. 15 minutes is too long.
I need eight.
Five to eight is good for me.
Aw, beautiful family.
I love seeing the visuals. Like, can you just picture, like, she listens to us. You know what I mean? Like, while she's, like, cleaning or doing laundry or, like, you know, hanging out with her kids, like, got an AirPod in. Like, you listen to us. Thank you so much. That's so cool.
It is. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. Like, I love seeing you guys.
Like, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And good for you guys. So cute. Anyways, all right. Well, that was a doozy today. Wow. Thank you guys for listening. We're still here. Love you so much. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, you forgot about the last one.
Yep. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, beautiful ladies. You asked for some expenses, so here you go. Your girl is sending them your way. For starters, my husband is in the Navy, and we live in Kingsland, Georgia, which is roughly 30 minutes from Jacksonville, Florida. My husband's salary, $45,000 a year, and then we also get paid $4,000 a month in basic allowance for housing on top of his yearly salary. I flip furniture and build bed frames and such for people, and I make roughly $50 an hour, but because I'm self-employed and work around my husband's crazy military schedule, my pay fluctuates a lot. I'm going to give you the price breakdown for Kingsland and our hometown area in East Tennessee. Kingsland, Georgia. Homes on average $300K for a 4-bed, 2 baths, 2,000 square foot. Rent for said homes are roughly $1,800 a month. Water runs $80 a month for a family of 7. Electric is roughly $220 a month. Grocery bill, hold on to your seats, $1,200 a month. Boys aren't fun to feed. It's so funny, exactly the same as the last email. She's like, girls are hard.
She's like, three girls. This is boys.
Yeah.
We all eat.
And then she's got Johnson City, Tennessee. Homes on average $230 for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,600 to 2,000 square foot. Rent for the homes $1,200, water $60, and electric $250 a month in summer to $300 in winter. Hope I put this in a way that made sense to you ladies. P.S. I highly recommend a trip to Blue Ridge Mountains running through the Tennessee and North Carolina, but in particular, Asheville, North Carolina. So much good food in Asheville, but there's also a lot of good food in Boone, North Carolina. Also forgot to add that my car insurance and property taxes, we own 2 homes in Kingsland, and one is a 0.6 acre lot. Our property taxes are $1,000 a year. Second property is 0.8 acre, and property taxes is $1,200 a year. Car insurance for full coverage in 2 cars and liability on 1, me being 24, my husband 26, is $90 a month.
$90 a month for 3 cars, 2 full coverage and 1 liability.
The car insurance kills me because I literally pay like $280 a month for 1 Honda.
Alyssa, $90. I think we need to go to Kingsland. Wait, what? No, she lives in Tennessee. Let's go to Tennessee. Wait, she
lives in Kingsland, Georgia.
Oh, Kingsland, Georgia. I'm getting confused because she put the both. Yeah. She has a home in Kingsland. Almost a full acre. And she's paying $1,200 a year. I'm on less than a quarter. I'm sitting on a quarter acre, and mine are about $15,000 a year. $15,000 versus $1,200.
But we live on Long Island.
So fucking what?
I love it here. I'm biased. Sorry. I just love it here. I'm going to pay it. They could take it all. Cries in Long Island.
It's just not fair.
We live in one of the most expensive states.
Not fair.
Maybe you should take a trip to North Carolina. It's all about vibes, you know? Like, that's why Zane and I did the Texas trip, and we were like, ooh, not the place for us at all. You never, ever know. You could hear all these numbers, and they sound great, but you could go there and be like, oof. Couldn't pay me enough.
And what if I went there, and I'm like, ooh.
Then that's fine.
No, I can't be away from you guys. See, I just gotta.
You have to do what makes you happy. If you want to pay more money and stay by us, or do you want to pay less and live in North Carolina? Whatever makes you happier. Okay, thank you for listening, you guys. That was a long one. Thank you for listening to our rambles. That's what she really said. Just went off here today. So I hope you have a great weekend. We will talk to you guys on Monday. And I've chatted enough today.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh, wait.
What?
Tomorrow's Aaliyah's birthday.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Happy birthday, Aaliyah.
17.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we go.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.